Some who know me as, among other things, I like to do stealth work and social networking. I like to follow people on Facebook and follow people on Twitter. And along the way, I've been able, since I've been in Aggieland, to follow the comings and goings of the young professionals of Aggieland organization. And Shell Winkley and Zach Morgan are here from the young professionals of Aggieland. And I'm glad that organization really exists, and you guys are here to talk about how that all became and how we can get more members involved.
Yeah, that's right. You know, first of all, social media has taken us, I think, way beyond what we thought we were going to be able to do. Facebook and Twitter has really been our stepping platform. But I guess it really just started. Zach and I, you know, we're both old Army class of 2007. Zach never left. I left for a bit, came back, and realized that there were a lot of us young professionals out there, kind of wedged between the college students and the families and folks that came here to retire. But there's just no way of bringing us together. So couple of times we sat together and we were like, hey, you know, we need to do this. And then finally one day I sat down in Zach's office and I said, let's get this going. So on a humid July afternoon, we started YPA.
Yep, and it's kind of progressed since then. Our first goal was to figure out how to do it, and we've seen other organizations try to come together in the past, and we've spoke to other people who have had similar experiences. And first and foremost, we thought, let's make sure we have a structure and let's get some things in place before we even start bringing in members. So from July all the way through December, our goals were to come up with a constitution, come up with bylaws, elect officers. And at that stage of the game, we started bringing in more and more people into the planning process before we had our first event. Our first event actually happened 2 weeks ago, and it was at the Village Cafe as our kickoff event. And we ended up having over 100 people there, and it was an awesome event. And I think a lot of that was just because we had brought so many people in just to plan and not just start having events. And that was real important for us to get started.
Yeah, I think the foundation really is going to be everything, isn't it?
Pretty much. I mean, we, like Zach mentioned, we didn't want to do this and just come out of the gate. We had heard a lot about young professional groups here in Aggieland and Bryan College Station that have tried to start but just never made it off the ground. It really wasted people's time. And that's what Zach and I talked about. We don't want to waste your time, so we want to make sure we had the laws and the bylaws and everything already set, the boring stuff out of the way, so that we were set, tried, and ready to go when members came in.
So obviously this is going to be more than a social organization.
Very much so. And that was something that we set off from the beginning with our vision, is we didn't want just to be happy hours and that's all people got out of it. One thing we did see is people wanted to be able to have this organization also give something back to them. More importantly, we wanted the organization to give back to the community. Part of the idea of the organization is to stop brain drain. We have a university here. We have really intelligent people coming out of there, but so many of them are quick to leave, and they don't think there's a life to actually have here once they graduate. I was in the same boat, and it wasn't until I got involved with the chamber and doing some other stuff that I realized, wow, there is a group of people that are here, and I do enjoy living here, so why would I want to leave? So part of YPA is to get people involved, and we actually have three principles that the whole organization is built on. One is social networking. It's key to get people plugged in with other people of like age. But the second one is then professional development. We want to bring in speakers. We want to do luncheons where we bring in key individuals, successful people in this area, and have them help us get to where they are now. And then the final one is service and outreach. We want to give back to the community. We want to make an impact, but not more importantly, but along with that is the outreach. We want to get our members plugged into the other organizations here. We realize that our age group is sometimes hard to reach because you got the college students, and then, like Shell was saying, there's just that middle gap is sometimes hard to get to. And the goal of the organization is to make us accessible, hopefully get us plugged into organizations. And we feel like if people are plugged in, they're socially networked, and they're growing here, then they're going to want to stay here and help make this community better.
Again, Zach Morgan, Shell Winkley with Young Professionals of Aggieland visiting this evening on WTAW. We're going to do some contact stuff in a little bit. Age range.
That's the some people find it a little bit touchy, but 21 to 40 is our age range. You know, we want to make sure folks are mature enough and really ready to take on that professional step in their life, but we also want to keep that young aspect as well. I always threw around the joke of after 40 there could be a retired YPA. Still working on that. Still working on the name. But
or alumnus, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone
or
else
legacy.
Is
yeah. We've had better ideas, but he's stuck on this one.
Yeah, I like the retired. But no, 21 to 40 is our target age range. And, you know, that allows people that are first now starting to get their lives going and getting their act together after college or, you know, getting into the workforce up to 40. So those folks are tried. They've already been through some stuff, and they could teach us youngins a thing or two about life.
Define professional.
That's a little bit more open-ended.
Because I don't think you necessarily have to have a college degree to be a professional.
No, you most definitely don't. More or less, you're looking to you could be looking to become a professional here. One thing we talked about early on is, what about grad students? And my first thought was, though they might still be in school, if this is an opportunity for them to get plugged in with probably a little bit more like-minded age group. A lot of grad students aren't necessarily into the Northgate scene or something along those lines, something maybe a little bit more low-key, then we might be a great fit. And even more so, we might get them plugged into the community and have them to have a reason to stay here with that graduate degree.
We talked about this off the air, economic development and my generation, quote-unquote, and above as far as the leadership of the area are targeting two demographics. One, getting retirees to return here for their final years, but I think they're looking at getting your demographic to come here. And in light of that, is it something intentional on YPA's part to make that a reality?
Yeah, and it is. When we first set out, you know, we're talking about, Zach talked about brain drain a little bit. We're the future of Bryan College Station. You have great leaders now. The chamber's doing a great job. You know, the councils of both cities are doing great. But there's got to be someone to take over when they're done. So we want to give an environment to foster that, to really learn about Bryan and College Station, realize what's doing well, realize what could be, you know, better. And we got the medical stuff coming in here in the next couple of years. It's just going to explode the economy of this town. So that way we can set the stage now to make sure that Bryan College Station succeeds past just, you know, being known for a university in the years to come.
And while maybe somebody who may have a future aspiration of being on an elected city or county body or something like that, you're also looking for people who can work their way into leadership positions. I'll pick on, for instance, United Way would be a good good example, or other nonprofits that are looking to your demographic for future leadership.
Right, and I think a lot about YPA, too, is just a lot of stuff out there folks may not know about. I just recently found out where the United Way office is, and, I mean, I've heard about them and done a lot of stuff with them. So it just kind of helps out to know that that stuff is out there, and then that's something you might be interested in as well.
And that really goes into the outreach part of YPA and why we put an importance on that. We wanted to get our members plugged in. And it took me, I guess, almost 2 years to really figure out how to get plugged into the community and reach out to like-minded people and find ways I can make impacts here. Going to Texas A&M, it was really easy for me to get an organization and start getting involved. After you graduate from Texas A&M, it's not quite as easy for those people that just graduated to get involved here in the community if they want to. And that's where YPA and Young Professionals of Aggieland hopefully will come in, especially if we establish ourselves such that when people do move here, we're familiar enough, other individuals can point those new people in our direction, and we can begin getting them plugged into different organizations.
And you're at the point in your evolution where you're looking for those contacts with those other organizations, and those other major employers are going to say, hey, you know, you're bringing in these new 20, 30-somethings. You know, you don't have to join, but just to let you know, there's this group out there in case you want to establish contact.
And we've had some pretty good reception from folks and businesses around town. You know, like Zach said, we had 120 people show up at the Village last night. We held our first happy hour over at Carney's Pub. And, you know, they're trying to get a new image as kind of a young professional type atmosphere. And we probably had 50, 60 people there just last night from 5 to 7. So lots of people out there, they really want to get plugged in. We just now need to give them a building to get into to get together.
Okay, big finish. We've got about a minute to go. How does one get involved?
Well, I'm glad you asked. A couple of ways. Facebook, just search Young Professionals of Aggieland. You can find us there. YP Aggieland on Twitter, twitter.com/YP Aggieland. Or the big boom that we're working on is ypaggieland.org, which is all connected to the Facebook page as well. And that'll give you everything you need to know and a steal of a deal for you, Bill. this first year. We're not charging any dues for memberships, so free to join. Sign up online. Sign the membership online. You'll get on the listserv, and you'll find out how to get connected with us.
Well, when you start to your alumni chapter, let me know.
We'll do. We'll do.
Terrific. Again, Shell Winkley, Zach Morgan, young professionals of Aggieland, visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.